From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The power is back on in nearly all of South Florida after a massive blackout this afternoon. State officials say as many as 3 million people across the state were affected. The utility for the area, Florida Power and Light, traces the outage to a fire which began at an electrical substation. That sparked a cascading series of blackouts that affected people as far north as Orlando and Tampa. The outage began shortly after 1 p.m. Mayor of Miami-Dade County Carlos Alvarez says the main problem was the loss of traffic lights.
It's been a massive inconvenience because of the traffic congestion. You can't describe this as an emergency because it has not. It's just the fact that we have a traffic problem to begin with.
Joining us now from Miami to talk about what happened today is NPR's Greg Allen. And Greg, do we have a good sense of what caused this?
Well, Robert, we're starting to get some answers to this massive blackout, as you just said. It started with a fire, as we understand, at a substation in Miami-Dade County. We don't know what caused the fire. It was some kind of a failure of a switch, they say. And that led to a whole cascading series of events. First, the power was reduced at the Turkey Point nuclear plant in South Dade County. And when that power was reduced, the nuclear plant tripped off. When that tripped off, it led to this whole cascading series of blackouts that went all the way up north, up as far as Daytona and Orlando. Another factor that was played into the equation undoubtedly today was the fact that there was very high demand because we had the warm temperatures and a lot of air conditioners running today in Miami and elsewhere through Florida.
Mm-hmm. And what was the impact in Miami?
Well, as we heard there from Mayor Alvarez, the big issue was traffic, which is never a good thing down here. And what happened is that the traffic lights immediately went out shortly after 1 o'clock when this whole thing started. People lost power at work, and they all started to leave and go home early. And they went out on the roads, created a traffic gridlock through much of Miami. We had police out there on the roads directing traffic, but that just kind of certainly led to problems there. Other than that, we had hospitals that lost their power. They quickly switched over to emergency power. They say they were mostly unaffected, but also the airport, the Port Authority, they had to switch over to emergency power, but we are well prepared here in Miami, and they were able to handle that. Also, the schools, they all lost power, but the classes went on as usual with on emergency power, and the students were released on schedule.
Greg, reconcile us for us, if you can, two numbers that we've heard today. The utility says 470,000 people were affected by this. State officials say as many as 3 million. What's the difference between those two figures?
Well, the utility has had some time now to look at the numbers, and they feel fairly confident in saying that it was 475,000 of their customers in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, and they can even do the breakdown there. They say when you look at the computations they do with algorithms and whatnot, they believe that at least that number of people, those households, were affected outside of the state. They say it looks to them like about 2.5 million people were affected all throughout the state. And, of course, what happened is, even though it was a problem that started in Homestead in South Miami-Dade County, it quickly spread all the way up north, as we discussed. Power districts would then reset their breakers and bring people back online. Some people were only offline for a few minutes or an hour, but by now, most people are starting to be back online.
And now, power is back on, but at least for some Floridians, the power is off for totally different reasons.
That's right. Well, it's storms today swept through the area just as the power outage started. And the Florida Power and Light says now everyone should have their power back on that went out because of the outage today. But now we've got 8,000 people whose power went out because of these storms. And they're working to get those restored as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Greg.
My pleasure, Robert.
It's NPR's Greg Allen in Miami.